morning, Anthony. I'll let you jump in after I respond to Sean real quick. Wong's is still there. I started with Wong's, and then I went to Dim Ling's on Harper, north of 13, just before the bend there by Michigan, on the east side of the street. And Dim Ling's was there when I got married. They saw my girls grow up. They sold, but came back after they sold because the reputation of the restaurant went down, and they came back and were like the host and the manager of the new owners of their old restaurant. Wally's. Wally's was an old custard place that started on the corner of Old 8 Mile and Harper. Matt and Eliza Ahern own it now and moved it from 8 and Harper to their new location there just by Gilbert's and Charlie's and the wine place, the liquor store. It's like four businesses right in a row, and you won't miss on any of them. All four places, Gilbert's, Charlie's, the liquor store, and Wally's. But Wally's, oh yeah, the theme behind the fire station, the fire trucks there that actually pump out frozen custard when they go to a charity event, unbelievable, unreal. And to wrap it up, Eliza used to work as an emergency room anesthesiologist or something at St. John's, Detroit, and Matt, her husband, works in commercial electric building. Last thing I know he was working on before he kind of like quit was the St. Joe Hospital, Trinity Hospital out there on Woodward in Pontiac. Good morning, Anthony. Over to you.
Good morning. Yeah, Wong's Garden is still the best in the area. That's our go-to spot. You can't go wrong with Wally's. I love going there. It gets a little busy, though, so it gets difficult to go there sometimes. Over to you, Sean.
Now, from looking at their menu, like I said, I've never been there. So I looked at their menu last night, and it looks like they've got breakfast sandwiches and a lot more than just custard, frozen custard. Looks like they have, and they have a cappuccino machine, an espresso machine. So, seems like my kind of place.